So this self-grasping ignorance, it's like you know, we talk about bad habits. It's the source of all our bad habits, our anger, our pride, our jealousy, our greed. The source of all our suffering is self-grasping ignorance. So let's find that enemy. Let's destroy it. It's just an exaggeration of it's an exaggeration of the importance of ourself. So here there's a verse. In his teaching called King of Concentration Sutra, Buddha says, a magician creates various things, such as horses, elephants, and so forth. His creations do not actually exist. We should know all things in the same way. So we're going to learn about this later in the book. But for now, we just need to know this is Buddha's teachings on how things exist. So we think everything exists separate from the mind. We think things exist out there separate from the mind, perceiving them. This isn't true. Everything that exists for us depends upon our mind perceiving it. When the mind perceiving those things stop. So that's what this verse is about, and that's what emptiness means. This teaching alone has the power to liberate all living beings permanently from their suffering. So when we realize we're making this big mistake, believing everything to exist independently of the mind perceiving it, when we realize we're making that mistake, that self-grasping ignorance, believing things exist separate from the mind perceiving them, when we realize that truth directly, all suffering will cease forever, forever, because we're removing its source, self-grasping ignorance. So this teaching on emptiness has the power to liberate all living beings permanently from their suffering. Through practicing and realizing this teaching, which is explained at the end of the book, part one, in the chapter, Training in Ultimate Bodhicitta, we can permanently eradicate the root of all our suffering. So please don't worry, some of this language is a little bit technical, but what we're really learning is we have suffering without choice. That's not going to change unless we learn where it's coming from. It's coming from its root, self-grasping ignorance, in our heart. When we remove self-grasping ignorance through training in true paths, which is Buddha's teachings, particularly on emptiness, we accomplish the cessation of suffering permanently, not the temporary cessations that we have at the moment. When this happens, we shall experience the supreme permanent peace of mind, supreme permanent inner peace, which is called, you may have heard of the Sanskrit term, nirvana. Nirvana means supreme permanent inner peace here, which means we're happy all the time, because inner peace is the source of all happiness. And we have no pain, no problems anywhere, ever. And we have accomplished permanent liberation from suffering, which is our deepest wish and the real meaning of human life. So whatever our profession, whatever our family circumstances, if we really want to take the essence of having a human mind, not an animal's mind, a human mind that has met Buddha's teachings, we can become permanently liberated from all suffering. There's no greater meaning than this, because then we can help others do the same. Through understanding this, we deeply appreciate the great kindness of Buddha. So Buddha's appearing to teach us. True sufferings, where they're coming from, self-grasping ignorance, how to counteract that ignorance by realizing the true nature of things and become permanently free from suffering. So what greater kindness could there be? This is what everybody wants. Everybody wants no suffering and pure happiness that doesn't disappear. So we deeply appreciate the great kindness of Buddha in giving profound methods, so these are scientific methods, to achieve permanent freedom from the cycle of suffering of birth, aging, sickness, death. Even our mother does not have compassion that wishes to liberate us permanently from suffering. So our mother, our father, wants the best for us. What does that mean? It normally means they wish us to find a good job, a loving partner, a good family, that they're never thinking, may my son or daughter become permanently free from suffering. So only Buddha has this compassion for all living beings without exception. So this is Buddha's aim, to stop the suffering each of us is experiencing permanently. Buddha is actually liberating us by revealing the wisdom path that leads to the ultimate goal of human life. So Buddha's appearing, saying, happiness is this way, freedom from suffering is this way. If we follow the instructions, that's exactly what we'll experience. So we contemplate this point and we develop deep faith in Buddha. And we merge our mind with this faith and we hold it for a few minutes. Eventually, we can keep this faith day by day throughout our life.